This is the listening test. There are three tasks for the test. For each task of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You will have time at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. Remember, you must not speak during the test. And while you are listening, you can write your answers on the question paper of the testing notebook. Now, open your testing notebooks and look at Task 1, questions 1 to 6. You will listen to 6 recordings. There are 6 questions in this task. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. Now, look at the 3 pictures for question 1. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Four Seasons Hotel, how may I help you?
Hello, I'd like to book a room for 2.
Of course. When would you like to come?
On the 21st of June.
How many nights are you planning on staying?
Just 3.
So you're leaving on the 24th of June then?
No, the 23rd.
So that's 2 nights then. The 21st and the 22nd.
Yes, that's right. But you know, we'll stay for the 3rd night as well.
Okay then.
Are there any suites available on those dates?
Let me check. Yes, there is one with the sea view.
Great! Book it, please.
Now, listen again.
Four Seasons Hotel, how may I help you?
Hello, I'd like to book a room for 2.
Of course. When would you like to come?
On the 21st of June.
How many nights are you planning on staying?
Just 3.
So you're leaving on the 24th of June then?
No, the 23rd.
So that's 2 nights then. The 21st and the 22nd.
Yes, that's right. But you know, we'll stay for the 3rd night as well.
Okay then.
Are there any suites available on those dates?
Let me check. Yes, there is one with the sea view.
Great! Book it, please.
Now, look at the 3 pictures for question 2.
I just bought a ticket to New York City. I'm so excited to visit this place.
Happy for you. New York City is a truly magical place. You will have so much fun. When are you leaving?
Next week. Will you help me to make a must-see list?
Sure thing. I've been there lots of times. First, take a short boat trip to Liberty Island to see the American icons.
Statue of Liberty, right?
Exactly. You'll like it a lot. You should visit the Met, as it is commonly known, the Metropolitan Museum of Art. It's amazing.
Well, actually, I'm not into art. I'm going to visit my brother who lives there and to have a family picnic in the Central Park. I will stay for a week and then take the train to Washington, D.C.
That sounds like a great vacation. I wish I could go with you.
Now, listen again.
I just bought a ticket to New York City. I'm so excited to visit this place.
Happy for you. New York City is a truly magical place. You will have so much fun. When are you leaving?
Next week. Will you help me to make a must-see list?
Sure thing. I've been there lots of times. First, take a short boat trip to Liberty Island to see the American icons.
Statue of Liberty, right?
Exactly. You'll like it a lot. You should visit the Met, as it is commonly known, the Metropolitan Museum of Art. It's amazing.
Well, actually, I'm not into art. I'm going to visit my brother who lives there and to have a family picnic in the Central Park. I will stay for a week and then take the train to Washington, D.C.
That sounds like a great vacation. I wish I could go with you.
Now, look at the three pictures for question three.
So, dear, did you pack everything necessary for your trip to Athens?
No, not really. The matter is, I can't decide what clothes to take with me. I'm not going to take that huge red suitcase.
Well, this month is usually sunny and warm in Greece. Take your sandals and summer dresses, and of course your gorgeous wide-brimmed hat. You'll definitely need it there.
Quite opposite. It's going to be rainy all days. Poor me.
Please don't worry much about that. Short summer rains won't damage your trip, and they are warm and so refreshing.
Yes, it's much better than those awfully chilly winds.
Now, listen again.
So, dear, did you pack everything necessary for your trip to Athens?
No, not really. The matter is, I can't decide what clothes to take with me. I'm not going to take that huge red suitcase.
Well, this month is usually sunny and warm in Greece. Take your sandals and summer dresses, and of course your gorgeous wide-brimmed hat. You'll definitely need it there.
Quite opposite. It's going to be rainy all days. Poor me.
Please don't worry much about that. Short summer rains won't damage your trip, and they are warm and so refreshing.
Yes, it's much better than those awfully chilly winds.
Now you have 10 seconds to look at question 4.
Every year, the Santa Cruz de Tenerife Carnival attracts thousands of people to become a part of the spectacular fiesta. This enthralling event takes place over a fortnight. During the main week of the celebration, shops and banks work only in limited hours, and almost all businesses are also closed for Carnival Tuesday, that is claimed an official public holiday. For 15 days, the streets of the city burst with color, beauty, joy, freedom, and extravagance. The election of the queen marks the beginning of this fascinating event. Impressive fireworks end up all of the celebration.
Now, listen again.
Every year, the Santa Cruz de Tenerife Carnival attracts thousands of people to become a part of the spectacular fiesta. This enthralling event takes place over a fortnight. During the main week of the celebration, shops and banks work only in limited hours, and almost all businesses are also closed for Carnival Tuesday, that is claimed an official public holiday. For 15 days, the streets of the city burst with color, beauty, joy, freedom, and extravagance. The election of the queen marks the beginning of this fascinating event. Impressive fireworks end up all of the celebration.
Now you have 10 seconds to look at question 5.
Hello, I'm flying to Prague this Friday with my dad, but he has sprained his ankle. I would like to ask for a wheelchair for him.
Of course, sir. Can you give me your flight reservation number, please?
Definitely.
We will arrange for a wheelchair for your dad to pick him up from the check-in desk.
Thank you very much. Also, would it be possible to give him an aisle seat?
Let me see. No problem. That's done.
Sorry, another thing I've nearly forgotten. Could I have a fish meal on board?
That's done for you. And would you like to order some meal for your dad, sir?
No, thank you. He usually sleeps in the plane.
Is there anything else?
No, I think that's all for now. And thank you again.
Now, listen again.
Hello, I'm flying to Prague this Friday with my dad, but he has sprained his ankle. I would like to ask for a wheelchair for him.
Of course, sir. Can you give me your flight reservation number, please?
Definitely.
We will arrange for a wheelchair for your dad to pick him up from the check-in desk.
Thank you very much. Also, would it be possible to give him an aisle seat?
Let me see. No problem. That's done.
Sorry, another thing I've nearly forgotten. Could I have a fish meal on board?
That's done for you. And would you like to order some meal for your dad, sir?
No, thank you. He usually sleeps in the plane.
Is there anything else?
No, I think that's all for now, and thank you again.
Now, you have 10 seconds to look at question 6.
Summer is approaching, and for all students it's time to have fun, unwind, travel, or just kick around doing nothing. But I've decided to spend this time wisely and to get a little extra cash taking a summer job. The search on the internet ended up with several ideas. A hot dog seller, lifeguard, and an app developer. My mom advised me to sell food, as she worries that I'll be starving being up to my ears in work. Gobbling hot dogs sounds amazing, but selling is not my cup of tea. I'm not a very communicative person. Indeed, I'm not keen on this idea. And now, I'm in two minds. The most attractive is an app developer. It's really awesome to feel like a computer guru, but I'm not sure that's for me. I'm a typical tech-savvy teen and my level of expertise leaves to be desired. As for a lifeguard, it has certain benefits such as making lifelong friends and looking like a hero. Actually, I'm a strong swimmer and this choice would be good to improve my decision-making skills, so I have no doubt that this job fits me well.
Now, listen again.
Summer is approaching, and for all students it's time to have fun, unwind, travel, or just kick around doing nothing. But I've decided to spend this time wisely and to get a little extra cash taking a summer job. The search on the internet ended up with several ideas. A hot dog seller, lifeguard, and an app developer. My mom advised me to sell food, as she worries that I'll be starving being up to my ears in work. Gobbling hot dogs sounds amazing, but selling is not my cup of tea. I'm not a very communicative person. Indeed, I'm not keen on this idea. And now, I'm in two minds. The most attractive is an app developer. It's really awesome to feel like a computer guru, but I'm not sure that's for me. I'm a typical tech-savvy teen and my level of expertise leaves to be desired. As for a lifeguard, it has certain benefits such as making lifelong friends and looking like a hero. Actually, I'm a strong swimmer and this choice would be good to improve my decision-making skills, so I have no doubt that this job fits me well.
That is the end of test 1.